to specific persons who are responsible for their actions. But the legal side of it, it's the legal agreement among countries of the Baltic Sea, and we have the convention where we have agreed that we have to reduce the pollution load and we have to improve the status of the sea. So this is a kind of an international obligation for all the states, and I have to say at this point that our existing convention or this so-called legal legally binding agreement that we have among Baltic Sea countries, it does not foresee any punishment for countries for not reaching the ceilings or not complying with the maximum allowable nutrient input. So this is not the case at the international level, but it's the state responsibility to comply with the legal obligation, international legal obligation, and reduce the pollution load. But the responsibility and punishments, these are up to the state, and usually these are applied on place, on the land, with specific pollution sources. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rasner. And also there was the Niger Basin. I had a question previously, please.